Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Divine Goddess Radio. We are your hosts, Marie Langley.
And Beth Jacobson.
And thank you for joining us today. We created the show as a venue to discuss the many facets of healing, shifting, and spirituality.
And you can now reach us two times a week, and you can listen Tuesdays from 7 to 8 o'clock, and that is Central Standard Time, and Fridays from 1 to 2 Central Standard Time. If you would like to give any feedback or comments or would like to make an inspirational remark of some sort, or if you have any ideas for a show, please email Marie and myself at divinegoddessradio@gmail.com. As well as Marie and I are hopefully going to get started on our blogging again. We've been a little slack, at least I have been. I don't know if you have you been doing it, Marie?
I do it from time to time, and I have one of our guests, Caitlin Mariah. She actually wrote a guest blog for us, so I have to. I haven't posted it yet, and it's
okay. Okay,
it's on my to-do list.
Okay, that would be divinegoddessradio.wordpress.com. I used to be a lot better than that, but just due to computer stuff, it's harder, and with the energy going on, it's hard to get on there right now. And if you are a business that would like to advertise on our show, also give us an email, and we have some three different choices that you can choose from. So if you're newly, it's a very inexpensive way to be able to advertise on the Divine Goddess Radio Show. We are reaching people all over, so we highly recommend for people to, what we do is advertise you for a show, and then we Facebook you, and we also put you onto our blog. So something to think about if you're looking for the next step for your business, for those of you who are just starting out. We would very much welcome individuals who are wanting and ready and willing to move forward in their business path. So welcome to Friday, everyone. Welcome.
Yeah, welcome to Phone-In Friday. Hope you're doing well. We've got a lot of stuff going on energy-wise. You know, jumping into April. April is all about fresh starts and starting over. So a lot of people are feeling it really intensely. I mean, things are kind of moving at a really fast pace. And we have a Cardinal Grand Cross coming up again. I believe that's in 5th and 6th. So a lot of, moving and shaking. A lot of moving and shaking going on.
What does that Grand Cardinal mean again? I forget.
Well, it's kind of like a cross. So you have four planets that are in a cross. I don't have the exact details, but I just posted it on our Facebook
page.
Oh, okay.
That's all I need. You just gave me a lot of validation. Okay.
Yep.
Oh, my Lord.
So you can actually go on our Facebook page and you can see all of, you know, what that whole bit is about. So
Feeling it already.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's strong kind of, this time. The last 2 weeks have been very strong energetically.
It is, and I know that if you read a lot of the astrology for April, some signs are going to be feeling more of a struggle because they're releasing a lot of the stuff that they have to, and it's coming very quickly because your life is going to shift, and some signs are going to be able to go through it a little bit easier just because.
Finally, do we have it easier?
So that's what's going on. How are you doing energetically?
Me, I'm doing fantastic. You know, we were going to have a show on Tuesday, and I ended up having to reschedule it. My guide said no go for tonight, so, and I get why. I literally was downloaded nonstop for over a day and a half of stuff that was coming in and stuff that was exiting, so I couldn't have, so I get why they... And I, you know, and having to, when you're going through that, you know, there's a lot of stuff that's shifting out. Other than I think the last time, was it last Phone-In Friday, or was it the Tuesday before when I was going through a little harder period, things have just shifted big time to where, I mean, energetically I'm feeling great. I can definitely feel it this time because I'm very tired. That's my only thing. But I'll take tired over hurting and being in a meltdown place. You know, mentally and emotionally, this has been smoother sailing, but I'm definitely feeling it. And, like, right now, as we're talking, Marie and I are not in the same space like we normally are. I'm in my home and she's in her home, so I'm calling in. And, I mean, I have all of this stuff right now energetically that's going on around me, and it's just, like, really cool. Marie and I were talking on the phone before the show started, and I just went, holy cow, I'm seeing a lot of Egyptian stuff right now. And if I could paint the pictures that I'm seeing right now, it would be so absolutely fantastic. And I just heard, I think a lot of us are opening up to, because we're learning how to receive in a way that we've never received before. So I'm assuming there is some association with that. It just literally started coming in as I was on the phone just before Marie picked up and we started talking. So this is brand new stuff that's coming in right now. And I just kept hearing these are ancient hidden gifts and abilities that are coming to the surface. So interesting to see what will be happening for the rest of this weekend and the rest of the evening.
Yeah.
The rest of the evening.
Oh, go ahead.
Well, I was going to say I'm seeing tons of signs and symbols around me, so I'm seeing it in a way I've never seen it before, so it'll be interesting to see what is all coming on with this. It feels great. The energy is great that's coming in. Great.
Well, that's good, because, I mean, with this, you know, the way the energy is changing so quickly, I mean, Mother Nature is not having a good time. We've had some really intense solar flares, you know, and then we've had some pretty bad earthquakes down in Chile, so, you know, we send a lot of healing, love, and light down to the people there because, you know, they're not having a good time. And then, of course, we got dumped on snow-wise. I mean, we got up to a foot of snow here, which was unbelievable.
Hey, is it Chile that just had a mudslide?
I don't know.
I
thought it was the state of Washington, but I thought it was in this country.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
In Washington? I've never
That's
heard of
what
that.
I thought. Yeah, I don't know. I know California was having mudslides, so.
Oh, goodness. And the reason I'm asking you guys, I really am not out of tune. I don't watch the news. I don't watch that stuff. I feel it. I don't need to see it. So it's like.
Right.
Yeah. But, you know, my love and light comes from me and from Marie towards everybody who's going through that. And if there's anything that we can do to help out, I'm just putting this out there. Marie may not like it, but for the Divine Goddess Radio, if there's anything that we can do to help somebody else who's involved with, you know, any natural disasters going on, just give us an email, divinegoddessradio@gmail.com, and, you know, if we need to make an announcement of some sort, I'm more than happy to do that.
Yeah, we can do that, absolutely. Not a problem.
You know,
so... I was going to say, today's our phone and Friday show, so if you want to call in, we are doing one-question readings, 347-327-9360. And if you can't call in, we can answer a question. You can type it into the chat room, and we can read that on air and answer it for you as well.
And we really ask that everybody honors the one question, because we're not doing full hour readings. We're doing a question. So we ask that you honor that. Be respectful of the others that are calling for that.
Yeah, and if anybody ever wants to do a full reading, Beth and I are available, so you can always contact us. You know, they can be done over the phone, by Skype, by email. You know, if you do want to do a full reading, there is a charge, so we can always talk about that as well.
Exactly.
So we have a caller. Oh, go ahead.
Before we start doing that, I just wanted to, you know, ask you, how has the energy been treating you?
Well, it's been interesting because I've gotten really busy. So I'm at that stage, it's like a whirlwind for me. So I can't sit down and focus on stuff because I'm always going, which is good. But I know last night I felt kind of like I've been knocked in the head, you know?
Yeah.
So I needed that doubt. I mean, I just needed to decompress, which I think I did pretty well before I went to bed and then last night. So I woke up feeling pretty good.
Good. That's good to hear. Good to hear that things are going well. Very, very good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okie doke. Okay. So, are we ready?
All right.
We're ready to call.
Okay. Let's grab our first caller. Okay. Computer's being a little slow. Come on. All right, just bear with me because apparently my computer's not having the greatest energy.
I'm glad I'm not the only one who says that.
Yeah, I don't know. It's like all of a sudden.
Are you on your laptop?
Yeah, it's freezing on me, so. We'll get you on air in a second. Just bear with us. Oh, my goodness. All right. Okay, let me try it again. For some reason, it won't let me connect. Okay, then. Oops.
Is your
we'll
laptop
keep talking
working
while
again?
I get my computer.
Yeah, okay, is your laptop working again, or is it something that somebody could be able to type in and you could see the chat room if we can't get them on air? Is it something that they could do that
yeah,
way?
Yeah, if you, yep. So this is a 216 area code. Maybe if you want to try to type in your question, and then we have a Mary Lou waiting as well. If you
okay.
can maybe get on and, because I, oh, let me see. Oh, here we go. I got her. Hello.
Okay. Yeah, I'm on.
Oh, yay. Gosh,
hi.
I don't know what happened there.
Oh, gosh, those
hi.
Things happen, you know.
And
they
what's your
do.
Name and where are you from?
My name's Sherry, and I'm from the state of Ohio, and I'll ask one question, I promise.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Oh, that's okay.
And go ahead.
When am I going to land a job? I'm interviewing. How more blunt can I be? I'm interviewing. I just haven't landed one yet.
Is she going to land the job? That's her hyphen.
Well, the first thing I heard was May for landing the job, but I'm hearing negotiations through April.
April, because I'm sorry. Yeah, I have an interview Monday, too. So May I'll mm-hmm. land it. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Anything else?
There's just something that I'm hearing within 2 weeks you're going to have some answers, and it will be what it is that you like, but it feels like May is when you will land it also.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So I don't know. It must be like within the next 2 weeks you're going to be under negotiations where you're top candidate, and then they're going to make that call, and then it's set, you know, it's more set in stone in May.
Okay.
But it's coming, girl. It's coming. Keep just know it's there. See yourself in it. See yourself
Thank
in
you.
It.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Yeah,
okay.
yeah you're very Have welcome. Good luck on Monday.
Yeah. Have a good day, okay? Have a
you
wonderful
too.
Okay. day.
Thanks,
bye-bye.
You too. Okay, bye-bye. Okay. So let me put her on hold. Oh, gosh, I don't know why it's taking so long. My computer is just, there we go. Okay, I'm trying to put her back on hold. All right, people, bear with me and my computer. It was working just fine up until now.
Now, you know, this is hysterical. Everybody can get a general sense of what it's like for me to be on a computer. This is like a daily
I know,
thing
but you're
for
not
me.
Even in my house this time.
I know, see? So this is proof it's not me. It's not me. It isn't me. I just think it's hysterical because I'm the one who's always... I was surprised last Friday that I could do the stuff that I could do. I was very impressed with myself. Very impressed.
Yep. Okay, so now let me try. I'm going to get our next caller on the phone here. But just bear with me because something is going cuckoo here with Blog Talk Radio and their website.
Oh.
Yeah, it's their website because all my other websites are working fine.
Okay.
So it may just take longer to get people on air.
It might be to where there's a lot because there can be more than just us who are having a show at this time.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of people having shows. So sometimes, you know, if their server is really busy, then it gets really slow.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, and plus when you add in the energies and everything, the energies with computers and me, I could tell you yesterday's story, the stuff that I was doing for a day got absolutely nothing accomplished, and I had to start the project over 2 times. So by then, at least I'm not getting all riled about it. I just went, okay, obviously, today's not the day I'm supposed to be doing it. Today is mm-hmm. not the day. So I'm going to try it again today, and we'll see what goes on. Is it finally coming
okay.
up yet?
No, it's for some reason it's not responding, like, really slow.
Again, those of you who have a question, right now it seems to be that we're having a hard time with call-ins, and I don't know if we can...
Well, the thing is, I'm trying to get over to the chat room, and that is not responding either, so I don't know. Okay.
And But if down the road, write this down for later, 347-327-9360. So meanwhile, maybe we're supposed to just be doing the chatting.
Yeah, I don't know. I keep trying to click the next person on, and then it just freezes on me, so. Very strange. Okay, I don't know what's going on here. Okay, so there's nobody in the chat room. I was able to switch over, and I'm trying to get this next person on. Come on. Two. Okay. Hmm. All right. Well, let's keep talking until I'll let you know when I can get him on. I don't know what's happening here. Because I don't want to hang up and then recall in because then, you know. Okay. Hmm. All right. Hey, folks, we're having a little bit of difficulty, so I'm going to hang up, and then I'm going to call back in. So if you can just bear with us and then call back in about 2 minutes, and then I'll get the show back up and going, all right? Sorry about that. I'm back.
Oh, my God, we both have been off the air.
I know, because I was like, I was talking, and I'm going, I'm hearing nobody. And then I saw you dropped. And then I'm like, okay, my computer's having issue. I literally have been working on it all morning, and it just went wacky. So I had to run to my desktop, and now I'm at a computer, and it's working.
Oh my God. I'm having this great conversation, and I'm going, why is it so quiet? And you're not there, and you're having a conversation. Oh, we apologize for that, you guys. This is the wacky energies that are out there right now. Hysterical.
I know, and we just got done saying that we were having a great time with the energy. It's like, yeah, right.
Yeah, but
oh my gosh.
We've been having a great time, but it's the electronics that aren't. A lot of people are having this. So if you want to call in and ask a question, 347-327-9360. Did we lose our phone?
No, we've got people holding on, so I will go back to them. So let's get the next caller.
Thank you
hi.
For waiting.
Yeah, hi. Who are we speaking with?
This is Mary Lou. And you know, it's funny. My computer was acting exactly like yours, and the whole time you were talking about your computer, my wheels are spinning.
Oh, really?
I'm having sympathy pain. I don't know.
Oh, and, well, Mary, you're kind of breaking up, though, too.
Yes, I'm on this end also. Well, can we do for you, Mary Lou? Do you have a question or a comment?
I would love to get a reading. Do I have to ask a specific question, or can I see what comes up?
Well, it would be a question that we have. If you have a question, we're doing a question or a comment.
I'm always wondering about my love life.
Always wondering about your love life. Let's see here from Mary Lou.
Did you just come out of a relationship, or were you recently out of a relationship?
No.
Okay.
Did I what?
Beth?
Lou? Yes? Did we lose her?
I'm getting talking on an emotional level, mental level.
You're kind of breaking up, Beth, so you're not coming in very clear. Nope, you're breaking up again.
Oh, yeah. Calling again.
Can't hear you at all. Oh, she's
contagious.
Going to call back in, Mary Lou. Gosh, aren't we having a great day today?
It's not Mercury retrograde.
It's not, but it's still Mars retrograde, which is interesting. So we got a few days left on that. But there must be solar flares, or there must be something going on right now that is just wreaking havoc. Well, here she comes on again. Let me grab her. Okay.
Bree?
Yes? Yeah? Are you there? Beth?
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you now.
It's like delayed reaction. Okay, Mary Lou, what I'm getting is, because you were just out of a relationship, there's a few things that you need to clean up with from letting go of that relationship. There's not a lot of work.
I'm not out of a relationship.
Didn't you just say that you were out of a relationship?
I said I was not.
She was just not out of a relationship. Oh, God,
you asked
she
me
dropped
if
she was
out of a relationship, and I said no.
Yeah, she dropped. Her phone dropped again. She must be. Well, anyway, what I was going to say is, what I'm picking up is, you know, that's why I asked you if you've just come out of a relationship, because what I'm picking up is, however long ago your last relationship was, there's something that you still have to work on. That's something that's needing to be worked on. I'm hearing a lot of still residual heart pain that hasn't been completely worked on.
Couldn't for the life of me understand what that is.
Well, sometimes, I mean, think back to your last relationship. Did you end amicably, or?
I ended our marriage, and it wasn't amicable on his part, but I was fine with it.
Okay. Is there anything that he's still doing, though, that is still kind of continuing, like he doesn't let go, or any kind of issue that he's bringing up?
No.
No? Okay.
I don't know what it is from this lifetime, because I don't know what it is.
Are you on, Beth?
God, can you hear me now?
Yeah, but your phone keeps cutting out and you keep hanging up, so I don't know what's going on.
Well, my phone keeps hanging up. It does keep hanging up. Well, you know, that's a cell phone for you.
Okay, we can hear you perfectly now. So I was just talking, I was telling Mary Lou what I was picking up. The reason I thought she had just ended a relationship recently is because I'm hearing there's a lot of heart stuff that has to be resolved still. There's like pain, like some kind of pain that hasn't been resolved, but she's saying that that's something that's not what her last relationship was about.
Can this be past life stuff? Because I think I carried something in a past life that is like this, but I don't know how to figure out past life stuff.
There's a common theme. You just said it because that's what I was going to say. That's what I find that really interesting. That's what I was trying. My phone kept cutting out. So there's a common theme with your relationships that's traveling, and it's going on. It's not a severe one because I'm hearing it can be taken care of energetically and etherically very, very easily. And I was just going to go in and ask what's the specifics of it so she can go in and do it.
Okay.
In your relationships, this is just what I'm hearing. In your relationships, have you felt that you're being heard, and I mean really heard, and valued
no,
for what
I
it
am not heard.
What did you say? I'm sorry?
I am not being heard.
Well, there you go, Mary Lou, right there, right there. Well, so, and then on that note, you can have a great relationship. You can get along with somebody really well, but still not feel that you're being heard, really heard for what it is that you're saying. But, I mean, other than that, they can still treat you well, but you're still not feeling that you're being honored for what it is that you're bringing forth in that relationship with what it is that you're saying. I'm not hearing the specifics, if it's something that's really intimate, if it's something, you know, just life-wise, or if it's discussions you're having. I'm just hearing you're not being heard. You don't feel heard. So that's a common theme, and it's traveling in from relationships. But I'm hearing it's not with just partners either. It's with, you know, it's with others also. So to really go within, excuse me, and cut, look at the core issue of where it stems from, what lifetime it comes from, and it feels like it's from a male past lifetime, to be honest with you. I'm hearing within the past two lifetimes, so two lifetimes ago, it was you were a male. And it had to do with you were this, from what I'm feeling, it has to do with you were a very gentle male, but it was not accepted back in those days. It wasn't accepted back in those days. So, of course, you didn't get heard because you were too loving, too nurturing. It wasn't that masculine energy that we're coming out of now, the overbearing, over-controlling, you know, misuse and abuse of power and control. So you can easily go in there and just look at that and let that go.
I studied that lifetime in detail, and I'm trying to get into the nitty-gritty, gory details, but I wasn't a man. I was a woman. And I was a woman who ended up with money. But you know what it's like to be a woman with money in, like, the near the turn of the century?
Oh, God.
You are invisible.
Yep.
Doesn't matter if you got money, talk to the man next to you.
The servant communicates for you.
Oh, yes. Well, you know what? Then, because I'm hearing the more you're saying that, that's the relationship you need to go and examine. Well, look at that. You had a lot of power. You did. You had a lot of power in those days, but yet you didn't. And you just hit the nail on the button. Women were to be seen not to be heard, and God bless America, a woman who had money. So it's going in there and finding out what she has to say, because there's a message. And I'm hearing you're enlightened enough that you can do it through a meditation.
It's 1:30.
Okay, I've been trying. I just haven't. I haven't figured out. I think, and I also think that she did something that she brought in with a lot of guilt in this life, two lives. Not, I was a man between then and now, and I think it's just the same thing over and over until you get it. And I haven't gotten it. You know.
Well, you know, here's the thing is, just look at it from a human perspective. You're in a time period, you're not feeling heard, and then look at this, you have money, and you're still not being heard. You're still not being honored for what it is and who it is that you are. So look at it from that aspect. Look at the situation that you're in, but to come from a compassionate point of view, and tell her to look at it from a higher perspective, from a spiritual perspective. That means you have to go in there because that's an aspect of you. So to go in there, to hold that space for that aspect of you to go and look at it differently so she can look at it from a spiritual perspective, not from a personal one, from a spiritual perspective of how, what it is that she gathered from that. When she can step outside of it, not personalize it, and see what it is that she's supposed to learn from that, because that's the piece that you carry with you now, and that piece, believe it or not, is going to help you become the person that you came here to be.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Does that make sense with what I said, or are you going?
It makes a lot of sense. I've been meditating and working on it, and it would be nice if it could come in a package with a bow, but apparently it doesn't arrive that way.
Oh, no. You know, if it did, I'd tell you, I'd be selling it to people, let me tell you. But, you know, that's part of the learning curve. It's part of the learning curve. But you're not that far off of it, and it's not going to take a long time, just because energetically you're ready for it to be done and to be looked at. She's ready to look at it differently now.
Okay, so my part of the question with that is, did she do something really wrong that she feels guilty about? Because I kind of think that's part of it, too.
No, but, you know, remember in those days, women were made to feel guilty about anything. My God, if you spoke a piece of your mind and you went against what a man's objective was, oh, my God, that was the end of the world. And so what if she questioned her partner in that lifetime and something that he stood up for, but she didn't stand for it? You know what I'm saying?
Well,
and then,
I was just going to say what I'm hearing is that your partner made you feel guilty because you had more money than he did, and that's pretty typical. You know, nothing that you did, it's just that circumstances were there, and because you were a woman, you were made to feel, oh, how dare you have more than a man?
I think a man, someone in her life died, and I think she feels responsible for their death. I don't think that they, I know the circumstances, and I'm trying to find the circumstances. I haven't, and I think I can document it because I know that much about her. But I haven't found the, I haven't found the document yet that proves the story. I found the people, and it all lines up, but I haven't found the documents that say how they died and what happened. Or in meditation, I haven't been told, what did she do? I don't know. I'm still looking to figure that out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but you know, here's the thing. Just here's the thing is, do you really have to know?
Well, if it's something that I've held on to for two lifetimes and it's torturing me, it would be nice to know so that I can heal it. What I, it's like if you have an illness and you don't know that you have an illness, you can't go to the doctors to fix it.
I mean, I get what it is that you're saying. I really honestly do. But also on this note, that is also ego wanting to go in there and to know what it is. Because then on some level, believe it or not, Mary Lou, you can sit here and really analyze it to death, even though you know that you never did it in this lifetime. You're not responsible for it. Believe it or not, it can go to another level in us the more that we know. It can be a catch-22. I've been there, done it, so that's why the only reason that I'm saying that. So if you can go in there and talk to her to get her just to look at it, that you're honoring her. It's like you're going in, you're counseling her, and you're listening to what she really has to say. You'll be amazed at, you know, the energy that you bring in there differently because you're shifting yourself, that she's going to be ready to come in because she's ready to let it go, because she's ready to let it go.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right.
There's layers. There's layers. But she's ready for you to look at it. So just because I don't know how recently you just went and looked at it, but she's ready for you to go in and really go in during a meditation, calling upon her to face it. Because then she's ready to face the music, to look at the truth. She's ready to do it. Because I feel you shifting energetically with your heart. And it's like this twine that's coming undone. So she's ready to look at it. She is ready to look at it now.
Okay.
So good luck to you.
Thank you.
Alert from App Store.
Sorry about my computer.
Updates available.
Bye-bye.
Sorry. Thank you. Bye.
Okay, did you hear a weird sound? Somebody was talking.
I heard a male's voice. I think that's
okay.
Hysterical. This has been a crazy show. Crazy show.
All right, let's grab our next caller. Hi.
Hello?
Who are we speaking with? Hi, who are we speaking with and where are you calling from?
Hello, my name is Antoinetta. Thank you for taking my call.
Hi, Antoinetta.
Hello.
Do you have a question or a comment?
I have a question.
Okay.
My question is, I would like to know, do you see the man that I am romantically involved with? His name is Dan. Do you see if he's going to be moving into my home, particularly this month, and if not, a time frame of when you do see it?
Dan moving into Antoinette's house this month. I'm not hearing or seeing this month. For some reason, I'm seeing May. It feels like the middle of May is when it's being considered to come into.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'm hearing loose ends that he needs to tie up. There's something that
yep.
he needs to tie up before he can move,
yep.
okay. move the relationship forward.
Okay, yeah, because, I mean, I'm ready to take this relationship to the next step, and even though we haven't discussed moving in, I kind of am anxious for him to say, listen, I want a more serious, committed relationship, and I want to live with you, because right now he's living with a relative, so he would have to come live with me because I have my own home.
Oh, okay. He's definitely on board, but like Marie said, there's definitely ends that need to be tied up, but he's not that far off, just saying.
Do you know when he would start discussing it with me? Because he hasn't even really brought it up.
I'm hearing you need to be the one to bring it up. Be the one to bring it up and just bring up the conversation of talking about where your relationship is going, where you see it, and he's a lot more open than what you think, and not to be nervous about it. Don't be nervous about it.
And let him know that he is welcome.
Yes. Yep.
Yep. Right. Yep.
Okay.
Are you thinking of anything, Ree?
What's that?
I was just asking, Ree, are you getting anything different?
Well, no, that's what I was getting, and I was just, but I'm also, what I told her, Antoinette, was to make sure that he knows that he's welcome, that it's not I feel bad for you, but no, this is welcome, this is a great step forward in your relationship, and that you are happy to have him.
Right. He knows that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he knows that, because this has been going on for 2 years, and I know him for about 25 years, so.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It'll be a smooth transition.
Yep. Yeah. He just needs to tie up whatever he needs to do to move forward.
Okay. Okay. Well, very good. Thank you.
You're very welcome. You have a great weekend.
You too. Bye-bye.
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye. Okay. So if you want to call in, 347-327-9360, and we'll grab our next caller. Hi, who are we speaking with and where are you calling from?
Yes, speaking with Queen Goddess Opulence.
Hello, I haven't
put my hands up. I was listening, but since you came to the phone, I will walk through the door. How are you both doing?
We're doing well. How about you?
Very good.
Good.
Thank you.
I am also doing well. I'm doing excellent, actually.
Great.
I would like to know anything. It is great. I would like to know anything that I need to be aware of in terms of the female lineage in my family, anything that I need to work out for my own ascension.
Hmm. Okay.
Actually, the feminine. I don't even like the word female. The feminine energy.
Yeah, feminine. For some reason, the first word that popped in my head was bondage. So... do you have something in your lineage where there was something related to bondage or a feeling of being restricted or, yeah?
Restricted sounds right.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Okay. That's the one that wants to be let free. So that's the one that wants to be worked on.
And I'm hearing, just to add on to that, to piggyback off of that, it has to do with the way the women have existed, as well as men, because there's been many gentlemen in your knowing you're supported, knowing that you're taken care of, because it's bringing in a new way of being and of trusting and being connected, you know, with the Creator and with the Earth. And you're almost there. And even if I'm not making sense or you're not making that connection on a conscious level, on a subconscious level, it makes sense. But there's a lot of anxiety that exists with it, because there's old ways that are fearful of being forgotten. But it's being able to go talk to the ancestors that have crossed over, and the ones who are here, who are older, to let them know that tradition will always exist, but it's going to be a mixture of newness with it also. You know, does that make sense at all, what I'm saying, Queen? Opulent?
A lot of it does make sense.
Okay.
A lot of it does make sense, yes. And the freedom of the old way, I shouldn't say the old mm-hmm. way, The ways that presented the bondage, because the old ways are my ways, the ancient ways are my ways, but the ways that came into being in between there are the ones that I am eliminating. And you even spoke of anxiety, and I'm just cutting the cords, cutting those cords of the patterns could represent anxiety. So yeah,
I'm also seeing a woman who's crying and crying because they just want the tears to stop. They want to be free. They want to be happy. And they just, it's almost like she's got these ropes tied around her and they're getting looser and looser, but she really wants to just fling her arms wide open.
That could be a couple of situations. So I will meditate on that.
Yeah. But it's close. Those the ties are loose, you know. It's almost there.
Okay. If that is
I hope that makes sense.
I,
that was just a vision.
Well, and just right now, just by sitting on the phone, you know, I don't know how energetically sensitive you are, but just sitting on the phone right now, you're shifting already. So you'll be able to go into the meditation and have more understanding of what that we're saying to you, and you can have a clearer picture of that. Because I see you freeing yourself right now, and then I'm seeing all these flowers around you, and it's at a, you know, etheric level. There's been forms of entrapment when people don't realize when there's all the shifting going through, every shift that we go through, planetary, and there's a lot of stuff that's going on, the solar flares. What do you say? Was there a grand trine again, Marie? Did you say grand trine? There's a grand trine. We have to continue.
Yep.
We have to continue to go in and release cords and attachments that we weren't even aware of that were there. And so I see her coming out of it right now. So it's remembering to do all that stuff when all this shifting is going on. Every day we need to be cutting and clearing cords and attachments every day.
You know, and as you were talking, I am knowing too that the tears probably are me, and even the loosening of the cords by the last connection with my Earth family of womb being energy, trying to tie me up in ways that were very unscrupulous, trying to put me in bondage again where I am air and I will not be, I cannot be held.
Exactly.
So I can relate to what you said to it. At first, you know, it sounded that's not me, but, it probably is me.
Yeah.
Well, you are very powerful. You have a lot of high priestess energy around you.
I would not dispute that at all.
Yeah. You are very powerful, and you are very in tune, so you know how to get through all of this, and it's just getting through that last piece.
Just remember to breathe.
Mm-hmm.
I won't forget that as long as I want to be on the Earth plane. I'll breathe. I won't forget that. And thank you, ladies.
You're
thank
very
you
welcome.
For
Have us. A great weekend.
Have a great weekend.
Thank you for calling. Yep.
Oh, you're thank welcome. You and I'd like to continue to listen.
Okay.
Okay, sure. I'll
thank
just put
you
back on hold. No problem.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks. Okay. Let's grab our next caller. Hello.
Yay.
Who are we speaking with?
Yay. Hey, ladies. How are you?
Well,
very
good.
Who is
you?
This?
Good. This is Lisa.
Lisa.
Hi,
Lisa. Where are you calling from, Lisa?
I am calling from Massachusetts.
Massachusetts.
Yeah.
Oh, cool. Do you have a question or a comment?
Actually, I have a question. And I want some guidance on this. I'm working a part-time job in a department store. And I was trained by an employee of the store, and I've been working the job for about for about 4 months, and I like what I do. I work at night, but I am having, I don't know if I'm really having a problem with her, but the woman that actually trained me is actually going back and bad-mouthing me to the managers and trying to manipulate them by crying that she's a mess. I'm having a problem with this. And you know, and it trickles down to the night, the person that I actually report to at night.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I just noticed that now he's watching everything that I do, and it's just uncomfortable for me. So I'm just looking for some guidance.
Well,
and the
first
managers,
thing I
none
heard
of the managers
the,
have ever come to me. None of the managers have ever
none
come
of the
to
man-
me. No.
Okay. Well, I'm hearing that she's jealous and she's threatened by you. because she feels you could take over, you know, you could be put on top of her because what
you
do your job very well. Yeah.
Absolutely. There is no, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. And she feels that if she didn't have this job, she would be out in the cold. I mean, she doesn't, this is like her lifeline kind of thing.
Yes, exactly.
That's why she's really threatened by you.
Okay. I don't want her job. And the same thing with the night manager. I don't want his job either.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want what they do. Could I do that job? Absolutely. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Not a problem. But I don't want it.
Have you talked to her directly about it?
We've sat down. I've gone to her, and I've always told her, I said, if there's anything you want me to do, anything you need, let me know. And she has never done that. Never. And then when I want to talk to her, she wanted to have, like, the managers all around and everything. And I'm like, there's no need for that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's really interesting. But, you know, it's also, the lighter you become.
Beth? Hello? Oh, I'm here.
I know you're there, Beth. Oh, she's going to be cussing her phone in about a minute. Beth, call back. Okay, now she's dropped. She'll call back in a second. I can hear the curse words all the way over from her house.
Me too.
There she is.
When you're light in this lower, denser energy, and I'm sorry, retail stores are denser energy. They are. But they're done. But you're there for a reason to bring the light.
Amen.
You're gonna run into these kind of scenarios. But it's staying strong, being in your truth.
Yeah.
The truth is gonna reveal itself. So you're also there to help with revealing some truth that's going on.
Amen.
I'm feeling like there's something going on with her and him. What's going on? And if you're somebody of integrity and she feels that, she's, of course, there's going to be an intimidation on that level. She may not know exactly what specifically it is,
mm-hmm.
but there's stuff going on between the two of them, what it is. How severe it is, that I don't know. You don't have to get into the drama. You don't have to play anything out in your head. But just know that's part of what's going on.
So there's something going on between her and someone else?
With her and someone else. What specifically it means, it doesn't mean there's a romantic relationship. There's something that's going on. So, like, if it was the only two of them at night, then there's a third person who's coming into that. So if they were, I don't know, sometimes people, when they work late at night, they don't always do their job. Some do, some don't. There can be something in holding accountable, you know what I'm saying? Now you're a third person holding two of them accountable, so they can feel very threatened by that. I've seen it happen a lot, and that's what it feels like.
Yes, because I work at night, and I will tell you, I do my job because I actually enjoy it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoy it. I'm not trying to outdo anybody. I actually feel free to move around and work at night without being micromanaged by this woman or being micromanaged by this man who both, that I can see, have some issues.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And, and here I come in, standing strong. Who does she think she is?
Yes. Mm-hmm. So you get it, Lisa. You get it. That's all it's about. That's all it's about. So just make sure you don't get caught up in that drama. All it is drama and chaos. Choose to recognize it and step out of it.
That's exactly what I do. I am silent. I do what I need to do. I do it thoroughly. I do a good job. And in my mind, I'm like, if the managers are not coming to me saying, look, we have an issue here, I should be worried.
I feel that your job is fine. So just so you know, I feel that your job is fine.
Okay.
I do too, but I feel that it is, I keep hearing the word, it is a temporary job, though. I don't know how temporary.
Amen.
But
yes,
will be
that's
moving.
True.
Yeah, you will be
that's
moving
true.
On, but you're there for a purpose.
Absolutely, and that's what you ladies are so, you guys are awesome, I'm telling you. this is what keeps running through my head. You're here for a purpose, because I've always missed the point of the reason why I'm someplace, because I will get an attitude, get mad, and leave. And this is the first time I'm actually sticking it out. You're not running me out of nowhere. You're not taking the bread out of my mouth. No.
Remember to always look at it. It's not about you. So if can detach yourself from it, you're going to be amazed at how it just flies all over. And anybody else who's involved in it will look at it going, we're not seeing that. We're not seeing that whatsoever.
Because I'm quiet. It's like it's like, you know what? Because, again, I know how I, in the past, how I reacted, and I reacted in a way that's like, yep, she's crazy. But now it's like I'm quiet. I'm calm and cool and just go about and do what I need to do. Yep. And I can tell the energy, and the energy has changed.
There you go.
Yep.
But with her, she's crying to the managers, and just she's up all night. She don't know what to do. She's just beside herself.
Yep.
And I'm like, over what? I'm putting product on a shelf. I'm not rearranging the store.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Exactly.
I'm not rebuilding anything. I'm just putting the lipstick on the hook.
I'm not inventing new lipstick. And you said the key thing that you said is that you enjoy it.
Yes.
So because you enjoy it, that's you're there for a purpose.
Yes.
There's a big difference. If you're working somewhere and you know it and you cannot stand it and you want, and then you have people, you know, whatever, then that's more part of your journey. But when you are enjoying something and other people are reacting, that's their journey.
Yeah. Ooh,
so you just disengage from that.
Yes. I mean, even with the night guy, the guy at night, I mean, it's the same thing. And I noticed today, I'm like, you know, I have to take what he says with a grain of salt, because he doesn't always come from a positive place.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, here she is being positive, where his bosses don't like him and they don't want to make him assistant manager. So he's like, well, you never know, they might make you assistant manager. That never entered my mind.
Mm-hmm.
So now he's looking at me like, oh, okay. Is she going to try to, maybe they're going to kick me out and move you in.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
Insecurities,
you know,
all around you.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
All because I come in and enjoy what I do and like what I do. I don't step on anybody's toes. I stay in my own lane.
Mm-hmm.
Period. And do what I have to do and enjoy it.
I also truly believe when things like this happen and you're going, God, I actually enjoy doing this, it's also the source that's reminding you, just remember, watch your surroundings, watch what's there, be an observer.
Yes.
Know that this isn't forever either, but it all happen while you're doing it. So just remember that. And all it is just reminding you of that, because there's bigger and better coming up for you. What
absolutely,
it is, what it is, will unfold.
Yes, 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 and that's what I keep hearing, you know, in my spirit. It's like, you're here temporary, you need a job, stop running from this, deal with this, look at it, and stop running, because where you run to, there it will be.
Yes, it will.
Mm-hmm. Deal
that
with
it
right here.
Deal with it.
Yep,
that's
and right. I have. I'm like, wow, you know what, I can get through this. I don't have to, you know, shortchange myself and then be out of work again for even longer.
Exactly.
You're allowing them to drive you out.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Also, look at this as an opportunity, Lisa, that you're not going by your ego. You're listening to your heart now. So there's lessons in it for you.
Yes.
Your ego would create all these paranoid stories. That's it, I'm out of here before anybody accuses me of anything. And now you're going, nope, that's their stuff, and I recognize and I enjoy what I'm doing.
Exactly.
And see how back to where there's a completely different energy to it. So that is that's also the source letting you know, look at how far you've come.
Yes, that is so true. Because trust me, I would have been out of there by now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I would have quit by now, and then being stressed because now how am I going to pay my bills? How am I going to do this? Where am I going to And it's like, no, you can't keep doing this. You can't
there,
keep doing
see?
This.
Do you see how much more enlightened you are, Lisa? Do you see that?
Oh, absolutely.
So
absolutely.
You have evolved. So when you're going through any kind of difficulty or struggle or obstacle, just remember this, how far you've come. Remember that.
Absolutely. And it's, yeah. and the proof is in the pudding because, like I said, I would have been gone by now. I would have upset. I would have blown my stack and just would have went off and would have been out of a job. And I'm like, no, this is not going to happen. I really like what I do. You know, I know it's not forever, but, you know, as long as the manager's not coming to me and saying what you're doing is wrong, this isn't right, they smile, hi, good morning, good afternoon. I have respect for them. They have respect for me. That's it.
Good.
That's it. This is somebody else's issue.
There's also, your guides are also saying, look at it and remember that you grew psychologically from this as well as spiritually. So you don't realize how small this is, but yet how big it is for you.
Amen. Yes. Yes. That's so true.
So keep it up. Keep up the good work, girl. Thank you
I
for
will.
Calling.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you, ladies.
Yep, thank you.
Many blessings to you.
Thank you.
Have a great
thank
weekend.
You.
Okay,
bye-bye. Sorry.
Bye-bye.
Okay. We got one more caller here. Hi. Who are we speaking with and where are you calling from?
Yes. Hi. My name is Delfina. I'm calling from Arizona.
Hi, Delfina.
Hello. How are you?
I'm good.
Do you have a question or a comment?
A question.
Okay, go for it.
I'm wondering what you pick up on my current relationship right now.
I'm hearing the word struggle.
Trust issues?
Yeah, I heard struggle. I'm hearing struggle. Do you, Delfina? Yeah, go ahead.
Were you talking to me? Were you,
yes.
No, I was going to sit here and say I'm definitely hearing that there's trust issues. So what is it that you're not trusting? That's what I'm going in on. Is there truth to that, Delfina?
It's Alfina in trust issues.
I'm sorry.
Not necessarily. I'm just wondering, am I making the right decisions when it comes to, like, this relationship?
Well, okay, because I keep hearing struggle. What are you struggling with? Is it because you're not completely 100% comfortable with this person, or yeah? Okay.
No, it's more
decisions.
No. Yeah, like decisions. We're making a lot of plans, and on my part, it's kind of like me stepping out of like my comfort zone. I have to do certain things, and I'm just wondering if that's the right thing for me to do.
I'm hearing yes. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to say all those comments out loud. I was talking to your guys. I meant to say it in my head. So with you going, no, I was meant to say, no, there's trust issues with you trusting what it is because you haven't had this before. But I'm hearing this is a very good thing for you. This is a very good relationship. But to trust, this is the next part of your venture, the next part of your journey. It feels very good. Feels very good, the energy. Very loving, very supportive. You feel very empowered, and I'm seeing two hearts coming together with a lot of flowers in there. So there's been a lot of growth for you on that part, a lot of growth for your partner also. So that means you guys have learned a lot from one another, and there's going to continue with that. So that's a really cool thing. I've never seen the heart come in this way with flowers. So on many different levels, energetically and physically, you guys are getting what you need out of it because you're being pushed out of your comfort zone as they are also on some level. So, but no, you're making really good decisions, but that's what you have to trust. It's trusting that you know that you can listen to your gut and your gut is guiding you in the right direction.
Okay.
Because your head gets in the way. Your head's going, oh, God, it creates all this. It can stop you from doing stuff. Don't follow your head. Follow your heart and listen to your gut, and you're going to be just fine.
Yeah.
Because it's very
important. Yeah, so now the struggle comes in. That makes sense. Yeah.
If you're struggling over, do I, do I, do I, do I, do I, yep, don't struggle with it. You're doing good. You're doing good. That's a good thing. Keep it up.
Okay. Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Yeah. Have a good weekend.
All right. Bye-bye.
You too.
Okay. Well, we are over our hour mark. I know we had some issues in the beginning.
Did we get people in the chat room this time?
Yeah, we got everybody
okay.
taken care of. So, yeah, before your phone drops again and something else happens on my end, I guess we'll just sign off. And
yes.
Thank you all for calling in and joining us.
Thank you, everyone. Thank you.
Yep. And we'll catch you on Tuesday. So we will have a show Tuesday at 7 p.m. And what our show is going to be about is rewriting your inner story. So if you have situations, you know, that just keep coming up and you can't figure out why, you know, you need to go in and examine that inner story. So we'll be talking about that and how to rewrite it and doing a meditation as well.
Okay. Well, we'll see you later, everyone. Bye-bye.
All right. Have a great weekend. Okay. Bye-bye.